Now the United Nations has condemned multiple terrorist attacks in Syria that claimed scores of lives in two cities on Monday. And UN Chief Ban Ki-moon said explosions that ripped through Jabalia and Tartus are concerning signs of escalation in Syria. He warned that the ongoing violence in Aleppo, Latakia, and Idlib provinces is taking a heavy toll on civilians. UN top official urged all parties to the cessation of hostilities to abide by the truce terms and refrain from targeting civilians. The Daesh terrorists staged at least 7 bombings in 2 Syrian cities of Jabalia and Tartus on Monday. Nearly 150 people were killed and many others wounded in the blasts. Our correspondent Mohammed Ali tells us how the terrorists carried out several deadly attacks in the 2 major Syrian cities.
Those who perpetrated the attack are definitely after killing the largest number of civilians possible. This was clear because they chose bus stations and the residential quarters. In Jabalia, for example, 4 explosions happened, 2 of them inside the main bus station over there, then followed by a 3rd explosion at the electricity directorate. And the 4th explosion was, according to eyewitnesses there, that the suicide bomber who was wearing the explosive belt pretended to be helping the injured reach the ambulances and then reach the emergency department inside the hospital. And he blew himself up inside that department, causing heavy material damage, of course, to the hospital, which came out of service and killing more and more people, civilians. Some of them were even those who were injured in the first blast at the bus station. After that, the 3 explosions happened in Tartus, 2 of them in the, bus station also of Tartus, 1 with a car bomb, the 2nd with an explosive device, and the 3rd was in a residential quarter.